Not only she cried, I also cried.
不止她哭，我也哭了。
这首诗歌是非常感人的。
This is a very touching song.
一个婴孩来到这个世上，改变了一切。
A child came and he changed everything.
所以今天早上我想跟大家分享的有两个方面，一个是讲到婴孩，一个是讲到礼物。
So there's two things I want to share with you this morning. One is about a child, and the other one is about a gift.
我想很多在座的父母亲，你可以回想当你的孩子出世的那一天，或是那个日子。
So for those who are parents, remember the days when your child was born.
我的孩子，第一个孩子1988年出生。
My first child was born in 1988.
一切改变了。
Everything was changed.
我不能睡整夜了。
I could not sleep throughout the night.
我不能再玩整天看电视了。
I could no longer watch TV the whole day.
一切都改变了。
Everything changes.
这也是为什么后来我会到 Awana 去离所有的小孩子。
And that's exactly the reason why I choose to serve in Awana.
后来我现在可以带领 youth.
And right now I serve in the youth group.
因为我的孩子改变了我。
Because my child changes me.
So every kids and all the youth here, you guys change a lot. So your parents all change because you.
所有的青少年还有小孩们，因为你的父母都改变了。
Some of you change in the, make your parents change in a good way. Some of make your parent change in the other way.
有些他们对父母的改变是正面，有些却是负面的。
我们来看看耶稣，耶稣的出世、诞生改变了一切。
Let's look at Jesus because Jesus' birth changed everything.
我们刚才看到的影片，当耶稣还没有出生的时候，他已经改变了玛利亚跟约瑟的一生。
So the video we just watched that before even the birth of Jesus, he has already changed the life of Joseph and Mary.
玛利亚还没有结婚，她就从圣灵怀孕了。
Mary was not married yet, but from the Holy Spirit, he got a child.
你可以想象中她心里的挣扎，她要面对所有的不一样的眼光。
You can just imagine the fear that she has in her heart.
约瑟没有好到哪里去。
Same for Joseph.
约瑟他要面对他的朋友来质问他到底怎么回事，你的太太还没有娶进门就已经怀孕了。
Because Joseph will face the same challenge. His friend will be asking, how come your wife is not married but she already have a baby?
当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候，我们刚才看到有三东方三博士来到这个伯利恒来看他。
We watched earlier when Jesus came, the three magi came to visit him.
主耶稣基督这个 baby 改变了东方三博士的他们的前面的路。
Jesus' baby changed the life of the three wise men.
这三个博士也许可以待在家里好好的休息。
The three magi was able to rest at home.
或者是跟他们的家人好好的过节日。
Or spend the festive with their family.
但是这个三个博士千里迢迢的要来到这个地方来看主耶稣这个 baby.
But the three magi took a lot of effort to come and visit this baby Jesus.
这个 baby 同样的影响了当时的希律王。
The same baby also affect the King Herod.
他很怕这个 baby 将来要取代他成为这里的王。
Because King Herod afraid that he will take away his power.
所以这个王，希律王下令要把两岁，那个附近两岁以下的孩子都杀掉。
So King Herod issued a decree to kill the child under 2 years old.
所以这个 baby 的诞生影响了希律王，而且影响了很多的人。
So the birth of this baby affected King Herod and a lot of people.
这个 baby 还影响哪些人呢？
Who else is this baby? effect.
当时的犹太人在等待一个弥赛亚。
The Jews who was waiting for the Messiah.
有些人看到这个是一个弥赛亚，他们的生命因此而改变，他们知道这个救主已经来临了。
Those who saw this baby as a Messiah, their life was transformed.
那至于外邦人，就是非犹太人呢？
How about the Gentiles?
我们因着主耶稣来到这个世上，我们也有机会认识这个救主。这个神不再是以色列的人的神，而是成为我们外邦人的神，外邦人的救主。
Because Jesus came, we Gentiles also become our God.
因着主耶稣的来临，这个世界也改变了。
So the birth of Jesus changes the whole world.
我们的公元从耶稣诞生开始算。
Our timeline also changes.
我们可以看到基督教在这个世界上改变了很多事情。
We can see that Christianity has changed a lot in the world.
从医院的建立。
From the establishment of hospitals.
从教育的建立。
From education.
从奴隶制度的废除。
From the freedom of slavery.
从女权的提升。
From the uprising of human right, woman right.
这个 baby 改变了这一切。
This baby changes everything.
我们看看我们中国好了。
We look at we Chinese China.
我们的国父孙中山他是一个基督徒。
Our forefather Dr. Sun was a Christian.
当时参加革命的有很多很多的基督徒，因着他们的牺牲奉献，中国建立了。
A lot of Christians participated in the revolution in China, and because of their participation,The new China was established.
在早期，在民国的时候，中国有23所大学。
During the early days in China, there was about 23 universities.
基督教建立了20所大学。
Christian has established about 20 colleges.
其中我来念一些，有燕京大学、齐鲁大学、金陵女子大学、东吴大学、沪江大学、圣约翰大学、资江大学、岭南大学、文华大学，然后天主教也建立了那个复旦大学。
These are those elite school, and you might be one of the colleges that you want to consider going.
所以我们 ，Yes, actually, some of your parents here.Boys and girls and children, some of your parents actually participate these schools' education. That's why they can come here.
你的父母们就是因为去了这大学，所以你们可以来到美国。
我们来看看美国的历史，因着这个孩子改变了。
Let's look at how America history was changed because of this child.
当年是清教徒在五月花船。他们为了追求信仰的自由，他们来到这个地方。
The Mayflower boat, the pilgrim came because of freedom of religion.
一群的基督徒，他们在独立战争上面牺牲奉献，最后定下了美国的律法，美国的宪法，订立了这个基督教为基本的一个国家。
A group of Christians sacrificed themselves and established America as a freedom country.
南北战争的时候，因为基督教的理念，我们把这个奴隶的制度废除了，黑奴的制度废除了。
During the slavery war, because of Christian thoughts, so we change and then we get aboard slavery.
这个 baby 改变了一切。
This baby changes everything.
今天你如果去很多的美国的大学，仔细去看他们的历史。
Today, if you go to American college, looking at their history.
有些你们这些 youth 将来就要去的学校，都是基督教当年所建立的。
A lot of you who will be attending those colleges, actually this was established by Christians.
所以我在这里念了几个哈佛大学。
Harvard.
耶鲁大学。
Yale.
布朗大学
Brown?
普林斯顿大学
Princeton?
纽约大学
New York University?
西北大学
Northwest?
这些大学当年都是因为基督教所建立的。
All these colleges are established by Christians.
这个 baby 改变了一切。
This baby changes everything.
那我们呢？
How about us?
你今天会坐在这里？
Why are you here today?
因为2000年前有一个 baby 诞生的。
Because 2000 years ago, a baby was born.
这就是为什么我们今天会坐在这里。
That's the reason why we are here.
如果 Jesus 没有来到这个世上的话，
If Jesus was not born,
我们不知道会在哪里。
We don't know where will we be.
也许你今天早上还在睡觉。
Maybe you'll be still sleeping in.
在今天就不会是一个 Christmas。
Then today will not be a Christmas for you.
那你也收不到礼物啦。
Then you will receive no gift.
所以一定要有 baby Jesus.
So we need baby Jesus.
我们来看看耶稣改变了我们一切。
We'll see that how Jesus changes out everything.
我们信主的人，我们知道，当主耶稣来到我们世上的时候，他为我们钉十字架。
For those who believe in Jesus, we know that He came to die for us.
我们还没有信主之前，我们来到教会，因着主耶稣的爱，因着弟兄姐妹的爱，改变了我们。
Before we became a Christian, we came to church because of the love of brother and sister.
我们的想法改变了。
Our thoughts changes.
我们的生活改变了。
Our life change.
我们的时刻表改变了。
Our timeline change.
我们的支票簿也改变了。
Our check will change.
因为这个孩子
child,
我们不一样了。
We become no longer the same.
但是不只是我们因着主耶稣改变。
We are changed not because of Jesus.
而是到了一个地步，我们愿意为 Jesus 改变。
In such a manner that we are willing to be changed for the Lord.
到一个地步，有些人愿意走更远的路。
To the extent that we willing to walk the extra miles.
他们在教会里的奉献。
We do love offering in church.
在教会里的服事。
We serve in the church.
在众人面前的表现。
Our behavior in front of everyone.
是为了耶稣。
Because of Jesus.
我们为主而改变。
We change for Jesus.
很多的时候我们觉得我们爱一个人好像就是我们要给人家东西。
Many times we think that when we love someone, we need to give them something.
所以你如果爱一个人更越多的话，你给的更多。
When you love someone a lot, you give even more.
礼物越大。
The bigger the gift,
越值钱的东西。
More valuable.
表示你很爱他们。
It means that you love them very much.
你有没有想过，有时候你爱一个人，是你为对方而改变。
Have you ever thought that, you know, because of loving someone, you change yourself?
从这个角度来看，你可以想象耶稣为我们改变了什么。
From this angle, you can give a thought like, what did Jesus change because of us?
在腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节，我来念，他本有神的形象。不以自己为神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8. Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们以为我们为神改变。
We thought we changed for the Lord.
神为我们改变。
God changed for us.
耶稣因为爱我们，他改变了。
Jesus, because he loved us, he changed himself.
他本是君王。
He was a king.
他的取了奴仆的样式，来到这个世上来服侍人。
He came in man likeness to serve man.
他本来住在天堂。
He used to live in heaven.
他来到地上，出生在马槽。
He came to the earth and born in a manger.
他在天上本来有无限的权力跟无限的能力。
In heaven, he had absolute power and mighty.
他来到了世上，成为人的样式，过的是一个人的生活。
He came to the earth, taking the nature of servant, and you live in the life of a man.
他因着爱我们，他改变。
Because he loved us, he changed.
但是唯一不变的是什么？
What is the only constant?
唯一的不变就是神，从起初到现在不变的爱。
From beginning to now, God never stopped loving us.
耶利米书里头在31章第3节说到，古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So in Jeremiah 31 verse 3 said, The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
神不只是说说而已。
God did not just tell us that he loved us.
在罗马书里头说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们而死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱是不变的，但是他因爱我们，他做了很大的改变。
God never changed, but because he loved us, he made a huge change.
第二个部分我想要谈到一个礼物。
The second part I want to talk about, a gift.
我一个礼物在这里。
I have a gift in my hand.
我们家在以前小时候，不是我的孩子小的时候。
In my family, when my kids were young,
他们不能开礼物，要等到圣诞节的早上才能开礼物。
They are not allowed to open the present until Christmas morning.
Is that a rule in your family?
这是在你们家的规矩吗
？Okay, you're pretty lucky.
你们很幸运。
我们家的规矩是，只有在25号早上才可以开礼物。
The rule in my house is that only on Christmas morning you can open your gift.
这个规矩是包括我也不能开哈。
This rule including me.
所以很多时候，其实我心里很急，想要知道到底里面是什么。
A lot of time I was anxious to find out what is inside the gift.
到了 Christmas 早上的时候，没有人叫我们的孩子，就一早起来，然后急着去开礼物。
On the Christmas morning, without waking up, my kids all rushed to open up the gift.
在圣经的历史上面
，In the Bible history,
其实这个 baby 要降生的预言。早在主耶稣800年前就已经预言了。
Actually, in the Bible, 800 years before he was born, the prophecy is already given to us.
在以赛亚书第9章第6节的时候，就是我们现在打的这个 PowerPoint.
It's recorded in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
For to us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们
To us a son is given
政权必担在他肩头上他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
And the government will be on his shoulders And he will be called Wonderful Counselor Mighty God Everlasting Father The Prince of Peace
所以犹太人等
The Jews was waiting
不只是等一个礼物等了几十天他们等了800年
Not just waiting for a couple of days but for 800 years
刚才我们也念了一段经文在弥迦书第五章第二节
We have read another portion of the Bible in Micah chapter 5 verse 2
伯利恒的以法他你在犹大住城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列人 中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
But you Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clan of Judah, all of you will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
这个预言，主耶稣弥赛亚要来到犹太人又等了八百年。
The prophecy of the coming of the Messiah, the Jews waited for another 800 years.
在旧约跟新约当中，犹太人也等了400年。
Between the Old and New Testament, the Jews waited another 400 years.
这个等待终于结束了。
The waiting is finally over.
当主耶稣降临的时候，有几个人真的是看到主耶稣就 release。
When Jesus was born, a few people was released seeing the Lord Jesus.
其中有一位是西面。
One of the person is Simon.
如果是你们对圣经很熟，他有讲到主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然而去。
If you are familiar with the Bible, it's recorded that if Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace.
对你我而言，我们的不用再等了。
To you and me, we wait no longer.
主耶稣两千年前，两千多年前。已经为你为我诞生了。
Jesus was born 2,000 years ago for you and for me.
这个礼物已经在你的手里了。
This gift is in your hand.
这位神已经来到这个世上。
This God came to the world.
因此，在以赛亚书里面，刚才我们也念到的，主要自己给你们兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。翻译出来就是说，神与人同在。
In Isaiah 7, verse, chapter 7, verse 14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, means God with us.
有的时候我们觉得好像是我们在等神。
Sometimes we felt that we are waiting for God.
其实，弟兄姐妹，其实是神在等我们。
Actually, brothers and sisters, God is waiting for us.
这个礼物已经来了。
This gift came.
他在等待你。
The gift is waiting for you.
对还没有信主的朋友们来讲。
For those friends who have not known the Lord.
主耶稣在等待你。
The Lord Jesus is waiting for you.
等待你回到父家当中。
Waiting for you to come back to the Father's
house. 他要给你一个最好的礼物。
He wants to give you the best gift.
你的生命会改变。
Your life will change.
你的一切会改变。
Your everything will change.
但是这是因为神的爱，你的改变是回到神的家中。
That's love of God and your change is by returning to the Father's house.
对已经信主的弟兄姐妹来讲。
For those brothers and sisters who already know the Lord.
神也在等候。
God is also waiting for us.
神在等候我们能够享受到那个礼物的美好。
God is waiting for us to enjoy the wonderful of this gift.
我们已经很多时候我们拿到了礼物。
A lot of time when we receive the gift.
但是我们没有打开来。
But we did not open the gift.
我们没有享受到神真正要给我们的。
We did not really enjoy the gift that God wanted to give us.
神也在等候。
God is also waiting.
所以我想在圣诞节的时候，我们想到这件两件事情。
So during Christmas time, we thought of two things.
一个婴孩来改变我们每一个人的生命。
A baby came to change everyone's life.
这个婴孩是一个礼物，要给我们每一个人。
This baby is a gift for everyone.
盼望我们在这个圣诞节的时候，我们真是感受到神带给我们一切的美好。让我们在神面前真的是有一个感恩的心来向神回报。
It's my prayer that during Christmas time we'll be thankful for all the wonderful gift that God has given us and try to give thanks to Him.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你来到这个世上不是一个帝王，而是一个婴孩。让我们可以来面对你的时候， 我们真是看到你的爱就在当中，因为你为我们改变，你为我们改变，你也为我们改变了一切，因此我们今天可以坐在这里来庆祝这个圣诞节。我们也感恩，因为你是成为一个礼物给我们，让我们看到这个美丽的礼物，美好的礼物的时候，我们愿意有一个心来接受它，来打开它，来享受它。我们再次的为着今天早上所有的敬拜，我们来感恩，谢谢主，你为我们来，为我们死，也为我们复活。我们将祷告祈求感谢是奉主耶稣圣名求，阿们。